Police are looking into allegations of harassment made by a city council candidate against four individuals, including a fellow candidate in the same ward. Aaron Catton, who is running in Ward 1, registered a complaint with Guelph Police on Friday in relation to a series of online postings and other activities she believes constitute harassment and considers threatening in nature. In her complaint to police, Catton points to online posts that refer to her as mentally ill and disparaging me using ableist terms, with another threatening to unleash trolls. In her complaint to police, Catton draws connections between language used in the various posts and wording Ty Mack has used in the past and points to an online statement of his which is aimed at her. None of the allegations have been proven and Mack himself says he has also been the victim of harassment. I have not heard about that, and Guelph police have not contacted me, Mack said via email Monday morning in response to the police complaint, adding that he believes the harassment and attacks against him will be ramped up as the campaign progresses. Some of these candidates may be better off running a positive campaign instead of trying to cut others down, Mack said. Guelph Police spokesperson Scott Tracy said via email the service doesn't comment on investigations, including to confirm whether or not one is underway, adding, for privacy and investigative reasons we do not comment until an investigation is complete and charges are laid, if that occurs. In her complaint to police, Catton, who identifies as non-binary, accuses Mack of spearheading the efforts against her. She provided police and Guelph today with screenshots of the various comments, none of which are attributed to Mack. Several of the online comments featured in Catton's complaint relate to a 2016 blog post she made following the stillborn death of her late-term child being carried by a surrogate mother. That post included photos of family with the child. People find strength in telling their stories. I actually ended up meeting a whole bunch of people that way who also had experienced child loss, Catton said of the blog posts. It was very helpful to meet other people to talk to about it. Many are offended by previous homophobic posts of another candidate. I am offended by this, one commenter said, referring to the photos of the stillborn child. Quote, dot, dot, dot. Who made you the authority of what is allowed to be called offensive or not? If she is capable of starting American-style smear campaigns, she is not without flaws and history. It's just like reliving the grief, Catton said of seeing the posts related to her deceased child. I expected, as a political candidate, for there to be people making comments about me and my policies and things like that. I'm not upset about people posting things about me online because I'm 45, I've been online for a really long time and that's what the block button is for, trolls are going to troll. I was just more upset about my daughter. It was like a reminder of the pain. Part of Catton's harassment complaint centers around a comment on the Facebook group Guelph Queer Happenings. You people honestly make me sick to my stomach. You're all a bunch of misfit losers that have nothing better to do than dig up crap from the past. A bunch of entitled snowflakes trying to ruin someone's life. You push your stupid pathetic views on people, then you wonder why you are hated so much by everyone. Get the FK out of our city. An administrator for Guelph Queer Happenings confirmed the existence of the above post, noting it was deleted and the individual who posted it was blocked from the page. Mack has been in hot water throughout the past month after complaints were raised regarding offensive comments he made on social media in the past. At one point he withdrew from the election, but has since rejoined. Mack has since publicly apologized for his previous comments. Catton denies her team was involved in bringing those past comments to light, noting they came up through comment threads on Reddit, Facebook and Twitter she wasn't part of, though she acknowledges knowing three of the at least 50 inches people sharing screenshots of Mack's past comments. In addition to her allegations of harassment, Catton notes several of her campaign signs have been damaged or stolen. Mack says his family has received a variety of racist comments and threats since he launched his campaign in May. Something he said increased after concern about some of his past online comments came to light earlier this month. Mack was asked to send Guelph Today materials that support his claims. I won't be able to do that, he said. I'm going to send that to the RCMP. Anything that I will be sending to the police and RCMP I would prefer not to send to anyone else just in case it compromises stuff. In a post announcing his return to the campaign trail, Mack accused people associated with a Guelph Ward 2 resident who is running for Ward 1 councillor, Catton is the only candidate who meets that description, with launching a social media campaign against him.